The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
I saw firsthand how a strategy of destruction was debilitating to our system. I have no desire to engage in that manner. It's clear that the American people want us to join together, get things done for the middle class and all Americans.
Boy, that's a running theme, isn't it? It's been the running theme for too long, probably really a decade if we're being honest about it. But most recently, the last couple of years, the government shut down and everything that happened after it. It's so whacked out that even Olympia Snow, long time member of the Senate, decides, yeah, I'm done with this. I can't do this anymore because nobody's trying to cut deals. Nobody's trying to work anything out. So are we back at square one all over? Are things going to be different? Harry Reid is soon to be booted as the majority leader. Mitch McConnell comes in. He's singing the tune, too, that he wants things to work out, wants to have the conversations, wants to be a lawmaker and get things done. But we can already see clearly that the lines have been formed and drawn in the sand, without a doubt. And so much of that has to do with immigration, and it's has to do with Obamacare. Keystone Pipeline is another big issue that's starting to set things up and off. By this time next week, the president's 10-point executive action plan will probably be out there. 4.5 million people will be able to stay. Then there's the reprieve with the $10,000 fine. We'll see where it all ends up. You know, this is what we always say, though. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see how that plan works out. We'll see if there's more accountability at the border. And, you know, there's not much the Border Patrol can do. In the sparse areas, it's sad. It's awful. You go down there, there's rape trees, there's dead bodies. There's sad tales of kids that were hopping rides with coyotes and didn't make it to their destination and were sold into trafficking. Too many stories that are not told that would really make the hair on your arm stand up if you knew half of what was happening along the border. It's sad for the people, who want to come over and get taken advantage of on all ends. So it's a miserable problem that we've had for a very long time, and it just continues to get worse. The old saying is, something's gotta give. Hey, hey, Kate Delaney, wrapped up like the rest of you in a couple of blankets because of how chilly it is. Welcome to this version of America Tonight. Coming up, we've got Fruits and Nuts, Shredded Bingo, looking at some of the interesting stories that you might not have heard someplace else. Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. We had to push it from an earlier hour, and Dumb Things is all about those things that you do that are silly and are dumb. But you're not alone, and you're all writing me and telling me your tales of things that you've done, and you make me laugh, and I think it's very funny, so thank you. You can always send me your dumb things, or you can even call us at 855-266-5283. In the meantime, in this new Gallup poll, I talked about it just a little bit the other day. You know, I'm the poll princess. Take that as how you will. But Gallup just did a poll that showed, we already know that government economy, most important problems that everybody looks at. But now we've got this after the midterm election point where we are that says that the Democratic Party, with all the losses in Congress have a record low, 36% of Americans saying they have a favorable opinion of the party, down 6 points from before the elections. The Republican Party's favorability rating, 42%, believe it or not, is unchanged from, you know, pretty much from 40%. It's the first time, actually, since September 2011 that the Republican Party has had a higher favorability rating than the Democrats. In a way, pretty shocking. So now the Republicans have a crack, a little tiny crack in the door to kick it open and to try to work on a few things. It's not going to be immigration. It's not going to be Obamacare. It's not going to be a couple of things I mentioned. But there are other problems that can be worked out, and I think they have to start with the other problems, because the big problems are not going to be solved without the president going rogue with an executive action, which is clearly what he wants to do, because he said that right after the elections, and he said it a couple of times recently on the air. He's not backing down, in other words. And that was the reason to roll that out, to say, yeah, I want to work with this Congress, but immigration, we need to move this forward, and they're not going to play, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it now, and then we'll just figure out as we go along, but at least I'll get it out there, and this is part of the whole legacy thing, because people are complaining about illegal immigration and about taxes and how they're affected, and this is his solution. So the solution comes in the form of executive order. Executive order. He's definitely wading into the territory of trying to become the president who issued the most executive actions. We don't have him on the top three list now, but that could change pretty easily at the rate that it's going. It could change pretty easily. And also, I'm going to throw this in. Somebody sent me a note, because I know I have people listening in Baltimore and New Orleans and some other places where this note might apply. Detroit, not a surprise. Baltimore, a little bit of a surprise. But you have this report that came out about the most violent cities, and it shows that Baltimore is one of the few cities to rank in the list of the worst cities in the world for violence. I was stunned by that. I was trying to think of the Inner Harbor. I've been there. I've been to Baltimore several times. And as a kid, of course, we went to Baltimore. So Business Insider says Baltimore is number 36 with about 38 murders per every 100,000 people. And it's just on the list, as are some other U.S. cities. St. Louis is number 45. New Orleans is 26. Detroit is 24. 34 of the 50 cities, however, listed are in Latin America. What does that tell you? Stay with us. Fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo, up around the bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Invite Nathan Reeder into the Lion's Den with us each and every week. Fruits and nuts, shredded bingo, you get it. It's a fun, cool thing we do, and we're going to go there in just a second on America Tonight. Want to remind you, on our next show, we have our cheap movie review. Somebody actually called me from one of the studios, and I thought, well, how did they get my number? And then said, never mind. I guess if people want to find you, they find you. And asked about getting some of the actors on from some of these movies. So, very cool. We're going to start to have some actors on. Again, we've done that before. To talk about the movies. Hooray for Hollywood. And this is movie time when, like, the next installment of The Hunger Games is coming out. They just know how to suck you into this, especially the young adults. Because this is part one of the latest, greatest. Then there's a part two, so this can just keep on rolling, rolling, rolling. And that's the formula. Ride it until you can't ride it any longer. All right, time once again to say hello to Nathan. Hi, Nathan.
Hi.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Time for fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo. Bingo! Okay, so our first one, Nathan, is this. I don't know if you have ever been rattled by an earthquake, but people in Kansas, Oklahoma expected you know, that they would get some pretty darn cold weather, but they did not find themselves prepared for shaking Wednesday afternoon. An earthquake 4.8 on the Richter scale hit that area. Someone described it as moving the recliner about 8 inches across the floor. That's what it felt like. It shook up a lot of people. So fruits and nuts shredded, and bingo. The epicenter, by the way, 30 miles southwest of Wichita, according to the U.S. Geological Survey.
A little bit fruits and nuts for me. You know, I kind of grew up in Central America here to, you know, Central North America, the United States. And in Iowa, I want to say this was 03 maybe?
Three,
there was a very small earthquake. I don't know. I don't remember what it was from. I just remember experiencing it at the time, and it was almost like a deja vu. Like, I don't think this really happened, but it did happen. But that would be pretty traumatic to never being used to that, never expecting that kind of environmental behavior around you. That would be pretty crazy to me.
Fruits and nuts. Okay, I agree with you. It is pretty crazy. It happened to me in California. I've described it before.
But that's California, you know?
It is. It's California. And the Californians don't get upset, though. The Californians know, all right, this might be the big one, and we're toast or whatever, but they just deal with it. They know how to deal with it. But when you don't, it's crazy. And you're right. That's California versus living someplace where you're not expecting it. So good one on that. Pat Sajak, you know who he is, the guy who makes a ton of money to do that whole Wheel of Fortune thing.
Oh, yeah.
He got upset. He walked off the set because he thought that a contestant's answer was so stupid, so awful, he just felt like he couldn't take it, and he walked off the set. Fruits and nuts, shredded and bingo.
I gotta say bingo because of some of the jobs that I've worked before. I think I should probably leave it there, but I mean, when you're trying to be a doctor or an ambassador, step up your game a little. But yes, I guess if you're on a game show where you could have picked from randomly from anything, and you're trying to make lots of money, he probably should have a little more patience, but I'm still going with bingo.
I agree. He just had a meltdown. He had a little meltdown, and why not? I mean, he makes $1,000,000 to work a handful of days and have, 7 hours of taping the Wheel of Fortune, so I can understand the meltdown. You and I should be so lucky to have, I don't know. It's Pat Sajak, though. We've actually had him on America Tonight.
What did he think of the show?
What did he think of America Tonight?
Yeah, did you have fun time interviewing him?
We did, actually. He was pretty funny. He was a pretty funny guy, and I don't know. You know, who watches Wheel of Fortune? A lot of people, because that show has been around forever.
You know, we all have our days where it's just too much.
Yeah, you just can't take it. That's when you need to just go to bed.
Probably.
Take a nap. Take a load off. And don't scream at... He didn't scream at the contestant, but you could tell he was clearly, visibly, really, really upset. And it was because of a poor answer. Okay, so we'll move on from that and leave him alone. How about this? You know, we just celebrated the 25th year of the Great Wall being torn down in Germany. But chess great Garry Kasparov, that's it. Garry Kasparov, that's easy, said that the wall is gone, but the Cold War isn't. And somehow he was interviewed about the Cold War, and he said, he was on Greta Van Susteren's show, I think, because I heard a little bit of that, that while the Berlin Wall has been gone, the Cold War is still hanging around our heads. And he said that because of what's happening with Putin, he's emboldened to continue to do whatever he wants to do. And so the foreign aggressions by Putin have not been slapped back. Therefore, it's like we still have some version of the Cold War. And he says, if we're fighting dictators and terrorists, we better have T-Rex on our side. So what is the problem? Hmm. So what do you think? Fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo. This guy's like famous for being the former world chess champion.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think the issue comes down to where the borders of still being able to name it the Cold War really are there, because obviously there's something going on, and it might as well have contained all of the secrecy and you know, spying and underground things we don't know about that the Cold War did. But I don't think the name is appropriate anymore. I mean, all of the wars that we fought have things that ended with us making adjustments, and where they never got completely solved, but we're dealing with a new set of problems that then kind of phase into the next type of wars. So I'm kind of going with shred it, but it's only because of the name of the Cold War. I don't think hinging on that is really important.
All right, so I agree. So we have to. Cold War is gone, dead. That's 80s terminology. Forget about it. Maybe into the 90s, but that's it. How about this deal? So I agree with you. There's nothing to add. You
global,
summed it
baby.
Up. Yeah, you summed it up. How about gas prices below $3? And now they're saying it can't last. It's been a warning from the International Energy Agency. They say plugging up those oil prices because of the plunging oil prices is going to damage the U.S. shale oil boom and cause supply problems down the road. Oil prices, check this out, Nathan, have dropped by 30% in the past 4 months. So oil producers are in big trouble. The low price would deter investment in that whole production side, because who cares? I mean, it's obviously working. Look how inexpensive the gas is. So they're saying that's not going to last, that it's going to spike back up. Fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo?
A little bit of shredded, a little bit of bingo, because that's how it works.
That's how it works, yeah. You got it right. There's nothing to add to that. If it's higher prices, you know, then do we need higher prices to have stability and future energy security and that kind of stuff? Maybe, but the production, the U.S. shale oil production, boy, man, it was huge if you think about it. Dumb things next. Thanks, Nathan.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
So what you go stand for is to unlock the door. All those around him criticize and say, and through a subtle unbreaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Book, Just Do It. Coming up at the tail end of this hour, we're going to talk to Jennifer Norris. She just did it. Single mom, slinging two jobs. She had a novel in her head, and boy, she decided she was going to go for it. Got a ton of rejection letters from the big boy publishers, and she talks about publishing her own book and how that's really taken off for her, and it's an amazing little journey that she had that she shares with all of you, because I've heard from many of you in your emails. You're working on a book. You have an idea for a book. I've saved some of those emails, and I've gotten, no kidding, about half a dozen, which is pretty big. Half a dozen in the last 8 months is pretty significant. All right, without further ado, it's time for Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Hi, Dad.
dumb things. We got a whole laundry list of them, and we have Dan, who is in the queue and anxious to talk to us about his dumb thing. Dan, what dumb thing did you do?
Okay, I'll make this quick. It was early 1950s. I was sitting in the back of my dad's Cadillac with my sister and our guard dog Bullet, which we didn't have to worry about any bothers in those days. It was a more simpler time. And my dad and mom come around the corner, and they had a whole bunch of presents. And they put them in the floorboard right in front of us. And he told me, he says, "Don't you touch anything or else." And he pointed his finger at me, and I knew what that meant. I'd be dead for sure. So as soon as they turned the corner and went the other way, I got into this long box because I wanted to see if it was what I wanted, what it was. And sure enough, it was a genuine Daisy Red Ryder BB gun. And it just so happened a package of BBs fell out on the floor and kind of got opened. So, so I put three BBs in there. My sister says, I'm going to tell. I said, "I just want to see if it works." So I had the three BBs in there, and I cocked it, put it in the floorboard, pulled the trigger, boom. Oh, man, that was the most beautiful sound. So I cocked it again, and I held it up to her, and I said, "Isn't it beautiful?" And just then I pulled the trigger and blowed out the windshield of my dad's Cadillac in the back. And that same moment, my dad comes around the corner with me and my mom, and he's got another arm full of presents, and he looks, and he yells, "I'm going to kill him." And my mother's yelling, now Bill. And boy, I tell you, I got my rear warmed like there was no tomorrow. And it was December 26th before I got that Daisy Red Ryder BB gun. And then the following week, I took my sister mountain lion hunting.
I love that story. That story is one of the best stories
you've ever told. It really happened.
Oh, that is great.
I blowed that Coupe de Ville, brand new Coupe de Ville. I blowed the back windshield out, and he's yelling, I'm going to kill him. And my mother's yelling, now Bill. I can still hear that to this day.
That's brilliant. I don't think anything that we have can top that. That is great. I am so glad that you called us. Thanks,
Dan. Okay, bye-bye.
That's awesome, that story. I can't believe it. His father comes around the corner with the presents. Wow. All right, so here's a couple of other dumb things from that. They're not going to top Dan's tonight. Here's one from Stu, who says, "Hey, Kate, I love the whole dumb things idea. Dumbest thing that I ever did, there are so many. At first, when I heard you do this segment, I thought, well, that's stupid. I don't have anything dumb that I've done. And then I realized, no, you idiot. Like everyone else, you've had to have done some dumb things." Okay, this is kind of a weak one, but one that I paid the price for. We had lots of family members over to celebrate Christmas with us. It was Christmas dinner, actually. And there, when I say lots of relatives, they descend on you like locusts. My wife's family. So we had about 45 people. We have three bathrooms in our house. And naturally, lots of people are using the bathroom, no concern, except for somebody was using too much toilet paper and jamming it into the toilet. So we had a toilet that got stopped up. I decided to take the plunger, and I don't know, I was like a man on fire. I plunged it too much, then it filled back up again. Before you know it, it's a convoluted wrestling match with a John on a holiday with my wife's crazy relatives and the overflow just soaking through the ceiling. Oh, it was a bad day for everyone. I told her that her relatives from now on need to use the fast food restaurants bathrooms just around the corner. Yeah, that probably would go over really well. I'm sorry. Can you just go down the street and get a Frosty or a soda or whatever and just use those restrooms? Oh, that's too bad, though. Oh, that's the worst when you have to deal with an emergency like that and you have guests over and you're at your wits' ends. Here's one from the Little Bopper. Kate, it's a nickname, so don't pick on me. As far as dumb things I shouldn't have done, I have to admit that I, at one point in my life, was carrying around three girlfriends. Now, I was single, so no biggie, right? You're supposed to play the field. And I was pretty good at separating them. I couldn't make my mind up, frankly. And I liked all three women. We had a good time. So they each had their preferences for restaurants and flowers, and I kept them very separate so they would never run into me with the other at a restaurant. But I eventually got them discombobulated a little bit. And before you know it, I was at Benihana's, and I was busted. I was with a girlfriend of 2 years who suddenly across the room noticed a woman giving us the stink eye, and it turns out that was my girlfriend I had been with for about 7 or 8 months. I just threw up my hands and said, I am single, and this is what you do when you're single. Nobody got hurt. Everybody's happy. And it turned into my worst nightmare. I didn't end up with any of those women. I did marry, and I'm happily married, but the story and some of the things that happened surrounding it were really, really dumb. So that's the dumbest thing I've ever done. Yeah, the dumbest thing, juggling three girlfriends, getting all confused, their personal details, and then running into one of them at a restaurant. I'd say that's a dumb thing. Oh, the worst feeling. So you're the woman on the other side of that. Oh, I got the greatest guy. He's great, 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 great. Everyone loves him. Oh, he's amazing. Except for this one little detail. The one little detail is he turns out he's dating also seriously two other women. Do I stay or do I go? Here's one from Ken. Kate, I've emailed the show a ton, but never dumb things. I downloaded one of your shows and you were talking about dumb things, and I have to say I laughed, a lot of it having to do with food the particular night that I listened to. But it made me start to think about my list of dumb things, and I frankly felt like I couldn't come up with any. And then, oh boy, the floodgates were ripped open. I am telling you, ripped open. So I started to think about the holidays, and I heard your story about your husband cooking the turkey upside down, and I think one of the dumbest things that I ever did was I decided I could go out and mess around with my buddies for an hour or two. I was in charge of the Thanksgiving Day dinner, had the cooking thing down, only I wasn't going to be there because I ran out to meet a friend of mine. And when I came back to my house, I'm lucky it wasn't burnt to the ground. It started a kitchen fire, something happened with the aluminum foil and the turkey that was drizzling out that caught on fire, and it was a nightmare. The kitchen, part of the kitchen and part of the area around the pantry area was burnt to a crisp. I mean, it was a crispy critter. So I learned a valuable lesson there. Do not leave with something being heated up or something you can't trust for it not to be in the condition that you left it in other words. Yeah, the thing with lights and leaving on things that I don't like is they can burn. You could have a circuit burn. You could have a bad part in the light. You don't realize that you have a bad part in the light. It short circuits a different way, and you really got to be careful with that house stuff, and it's like, do you itemize on your policy or just have broad strokes of what it would be worth to you if the unthinkable happened? And for most people, if you have blood coursing through your veins anyway, what do we always worry about? Well, the answer is we worry about, we worry about the essentials. And then when we go beyond the essentials, meaning food and shelter and all that, then that's where it really, really kicks in and kicks us. And that's where sometimes the dumb things happen. I've decided that when you are food deprived, you either become hangry or something else, discombobulated, or the list goes on and on and on. All right, dumb things. If you have them, thanks to everybody who sent them in. If you have them or you want to call, you can always do that. We do it each and every week. Email americatonight.net. Hang through.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, the tank's covered.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
With all of the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and stock up on bioactive silver hydrosol from Sovereign Silver to support your immune system for all of its needs. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Time for another edition of It's Your Business. I can't tell you how many times in my life I've come across people who have said, oh, I have a book, and if I could just find time to write my book, and everybody keeps telling me I should write my book. And there's a million reasons why people don't actually sit down and put that together. And a lot of it does have to do with time and not being able to find pieces of time, or not being willing to find those pieces of time, is truly what I think. So in our virtual green room, we have a Dallas-based author, Jennifer Norris, who says you can do it because she did it. Her first fiction novel, The Locust Trilogy, Unearthing, out. And you know what that's like because you were juggling work and writing a book, weren't you?
Absolutely. It was...
What was that like?
Very, very time consuming. Very. And you have to be willing to put in the work, and you really have to be willing to sacrifice. There's no excuses out there. A page a day is a book a year. You can do it if you really, really want to.
It's just carving out the time, right?
absolutely. Yeah, I was a single mom. I was going to school 4 days a week. I was working two jobs, and I still managed to push that novel out. So you just have to... sleep deprivation was a good one. I didn't sleep a lot. But when you really get into your story, you don't really mind because you lay awake and you think about it, and you're so excited, and sleep just becomes second because you're just so excited about it. So you really... Sacrifice doesn't seem that big of a deal because it's such fun doing it. So it's not that big of a sacrifice if you really sit down and start to do it.
Yeah. And I bet as I found myself being a published author and now have another book coming out, you learned a lot about the publishing process, didn't you?
Yes, that would be an understatement. I sure did. It can be fun and it can be extremely brutal. At the same time, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And just, here's what I would say, Jennifer, too, because I have friends that are writers that have been published by Random House and big companies, and they tell me, you know what, Penguin, et cetera, and they say, if it's all about the marketing, and if you can self-publish and you can sell books, really that's the way to go, because otherwise you end up in a bag of books with so many other people.
Exactly. There is so much competition out there nowadays that the publishing game has changed dramatically. And like you said, Random House and Penguin, they're having to go through thousands of submissions a year. So it could take 6 to 8 months before you even hear back from them, which happened to me. And I just went through so many rejections, and they weren't all bad. It was more of, you're a square peg in a round hole. You're not mainstream. We don't know if you're going to fail miserably or you're going to be hugely successful. And after 3 years of it, it was such an emotional undertaking that I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this myself, and I'm going to let who really matters speak, and that's the readers. So I published it myself, and to my surprise and astonishment, the public really embraced it, and they loved it. So publishing myself really worked out for me. It was good. I no longer have to sit around and wait with knots in my stomach for another rejection. So it was great.
I love that. No more rejection. So what type of reader do you think? Because now they're saying you were a square peg in a round hole or vice versa, because I like to reverse the process. Reader would be drawn what kind of reader would be drawn to your book?
Well, it's funny. I originally targeted towards young adults, but the more everybody started to read it, my son, who's 14, loved it. My mother, who's in her 50s, loved it. And senior citizens, you know, 60, 70, 80-year-olds started to read it, and they loved it. And I was shocked, and these were people that loved, like, World War II books and, you know, just basically nonfiction books, and they really got into my story. And I was very surprised. So I think sometimes that people get so obsessed with reality that they forget how important the unrealistic can be, how fun it is to dive into, like, a fantasy world, you know, where maybe the laws of the universe don't apply. And magic is fun, and it can be fun for all ages, and especially a trilogy where you get excited for the second book and the third book and what's going to happen, just with The Hunger Games, Divergent, Twilight, Harry Potter. It's really fun. So it seems to appeal to everybody, to my surprise, which is great.
Yeah. So tell us, you kind of give us a little hint there. If you had to give us a synopsis, the first one, the unearthing, what's the unearthing about?
Well, unearthing, I chose that title because it means the beginning. And it is the beginning for Cody James, the main character. It's the beginning of a very long, hard road of revelation and heartbreak for her. But also, it's a path to understanding about who she is and where she came from. She, gets bit by a rattlesnake. It's a pretty vicious attack, and she wakes up on the Native American reservation and realizes that her neighbor, this Native American man, Andy, has been her guardian the whole time, and that she is actually this prophesied female spirit warrior, the first one of her kind. There's never been a female, and she has to fight this war against the locust, but it's in modern times, which has never been done before. You know, there's Last of the Mohicans, Dances with Wolves, and all that back in the older times. So I took a different approach and seeing what it would be like nowadays. So it's a pretty epic adventure. And if you do like Hunger Games or Divergent, you're definitely going to like the Locust Trilogy.
I love it. So now your second one, when's that coming out?
I am working so hard to get that ending done before Christmas, but my pit bull does not like my computer. Every time I go to open my computer to write my ending, he is just not having it. So I am trying to finish my ending as fast as I can. People keep asking me for it, and I promise everybody I will get it out before Christmas. It's called The Raven Mocker. It's the second installment of the trilogy.
All right, I love it. You can get the first one, if you haven't read that, on Amazon.com, The Locust Trilogy, The Unearthing. We'll wait for the second one. You have to talk to that pit bull. I understand my golden retriever, Mahalo, is the same way. So I'm right there with you. Hey, it's so good to have you on the show. Thanks for chatting with us here on ATN.
Thank you so much.
All right, how interesting to talk to yet another person in Jennifer who realizes the whole self-publishing thing has actually caught on and is the way to go. And what I liked about her story is she told you that she did the query letters, all the things that you do, in pitching your book to the big boys, to the Randoms, to the Penguins, and found that she's getting rejected for various reasons. But as I was talking about my friend who's a big-time editor for a magazine, when I say big-time, it's a mainstream publication, He has 16 books out there by the majors, and he said that they were mostly in the selling end failures, and part of that is because there's a pecking order with the big publishers, and it makes sense. They're going to push, and you heard Jennifer say that, they're going to push the pulp that they think is going to really sell, even if they don't, they're not sure. They're trying to weigh the options. Is that going to sell? Is that book going to be interesting? Can I move it? Versus you move it yourself, and self-publishing now really has become a very big business and a very good road for a lot of people to go down instead of the other way, because you control the game. You control everything from what the cover looks like to what you're selling it for to pocketing most of the money yourself. And in 2008, I was just reading this the other day, for the very first time in the history, when we talk about books, the history of book selling, I'll put it that way, there were more self-published books than published traditionally. In 2009, check this out, 76% of all books released were self-published. Publishing houses reduced the number of books that they produced. The average run of a published book, it can depend as to what, you know, ultimately you have to pay for it, but can run easily into the thousands, meaning it can cost you not as much, but just in getting the on-demand, et cetera, and then weighing that against the amount that you're getting in is awesome, because you can turn that around so much quicker. And the whole thing is you get that ISBN number, you register the thing, and then you move on from there, do the ebook deal. And I say rock on to people who are doing it the self-publishing way, because the channels are starting to really, really open. And certainly Amazon.com, you know, all of our books are on Amazon.com, and that's where a lot of people naturally go to and gravitate toward. And it makes a whole lot of sense. And, boy, that was interesting. She just backs up what I've been saying about self-publishing. So how about that? So Jennifer Norris, we'll see what that second book coming out soon, trilogy. It's always a good way to go. She's absolutely right on that. Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes.
Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.